Thank you so much for participating in our briefing session in the middle of Golden Week. Despite your busy schedule, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your kind understanding and support. Please allow me to present our fiscal year results ended in March 2018. To summarize our results, we recorded higher sales and profits year-on-year in the fiscal year ending in March 2018. Our operating income and net income achieved a record high. It was the first time in 14 years to renew our record of operating income in particular. We achieved higher sales and income across all segments, such as musical instruments, audio equipment, and others. We expect to continue this trend of sales and income growth in the fiscal year ending March 2019. It is expected to achieve our midterm plan targets of 12% operating profit margin and 55 billion yen operating income. Just to give you an update on our midterm plan so far, we are on track to achieve the target OPM of 12% as well as our ROE and EPS targets in our midterm plan. I will explain further in more detail later regarding investments. Here are the five topics on the agenda to be addressed today. First, this is our performance summary. As you can see here, we achieved a record high sales of 433 billion yen with an operating income of 48.8 billion yen. We also recorded the highest operating profit income of 11.3%. Our net income of 54.5 billion yen was also the highest ever, which also factors in the sale of our stake in Yamaha Motors. Next, let's take a look at the operating income analysis. Starting from 44.3 billion yen operating profit, there was a positive impact from the exchange rates compared to the previous year. On the other hand, the labor cost increased at our overseas operations, and the SG&A cost, including increased strategic expenditure and variable cost. Others represent some temporary costs, such as rebates in China and the business size-based taxation on the capital gains from unwinding a stake in Yamaha Motors. An actual increase in sales, as well as a product mix improvement, including selling price revisions, in addition to cost reduction, had a positive impact. As a result, operating income turned out to be 48.8 billion yen. Compared to the previous projection of 50 billion yen in the third quarter, the variance was basically due to an increase of SG&A cost. Although we had been trying to control our cost basis, as we were expecting higher spending at the beginning of the year, we relaxed the control somewhat in the fourth quarter as we grew our top line. In light of the following year's outlook, we decided to place less restraint on the cost and started to spend more this year. There was not much fluctuation associated with Forex, as we had already completed our forward contract for the euro, which was the largest component. Here's our breakdown by business segments, such as musical instruments, audio equipment, and others, and higher sales and profits were achieved across the board. The OPM for musical instruments recorded 12.6%, and audio equipment had a lower OPM year-on-year, mainly due to a dramatic increase of SG&A cost. The others had an improvement of OPM by 4.6% to be 9.5%. This is our forecast for this fiscal year. Net sales are projected to be 442 billion yen, up 2.1%, or virtually 4.3% excluding the Forex impact. Operating income is expected to be 55 billion yen, with the OPM of 12.4%. The target was set to be 12% in the midterm plan. 11.8% to be exact, but the actual results are likely to outperform our midterm plan target. Next, I'd like to talk about factors behind our forecast. Our exchange rate assumptions for this fiscal year are as follows. 105 yen to the US dollar and 125 yen to the euro. So the forex is expected to have some negative impact year on year. SG&A expenditure, including variable cost, is likely to increase. And actual sales increase, selling price revision, and product mix improvements are expected to have a 9.2 billion yen impact. 3.7 billion yen is forecasted from cost reduction. Others represent a one-time factor from the previous year, which will disappear. As a result, the operating income is estimated to be 55 billion yen in total in our plan. Here's a breakdown by segment. OPM in the musical instruments is expected to be 14.2%. We are projecting 9.6% for the audio equipment. The operating income in others is forecasted to remain flat despite the top line growth, as we are expecting future pillars of our earnings to be originated from this segment, which requires some spending. Here's a trend of key management figures. You can see the OPM trend on this chart. We aim to achieve 12% within 3 years under the midterm plan. We're projecting the OPM of 12.4% this fiscal year from 11.3% in the year just ended. As you can tell, the growth rate slowed down in the previous fiscal year due to two reasons. Despite the yen appreciation, the OPM in March 2017 was 10.9% with a lot of upside. We had more spending and incurred some one-time cost in March 2018, but we have been mostly in line with a growth rate of 1% per annum on the whole, despite some ups and downs. ROE stayed at a high level in the past 2 years due to deferred tax assets and gains from unwinding our stake in Yamaha Motors in the previous year. Excluding those factors, ROE is around 10%. EPS shows the same trend, and 200 yen is the level to be maintained in our midterm plan. And currently, it is planned at around 220 yen per share for this fiscal year. Let's look at more detailed breakdown by segment. Here's the musical instruments business. In FY March 2018, it was up by 3%, which was comparable to the prior projections. We are projecting similar trend with various improvements. We are expecting to achieve 39.5 billion yen operating profit with a 14.2% OPM in our plan. In particular, guitars grew substantially in the fiscal year just ended. Distro musical instruments, especially distro pianos, stumbled in the first half, but started to grow nicely from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, led by new product introduction. Here are more details about musical instruments business. A 5% growth was achieved in piano category in the previous fiscal year, and we're expecting a similar rate of growth this year. The growth is mostly expected from China. Speaking of digital musical instruments, red numbers show an actual growth rate excluding forex impact. Black ones are the actual numbers converted to Japanese yen reflecting exchange rates. Digital musical instruments grew by 5%, and a similar level of growth is expected this year as well. The main driver is digital pianos. Wind instruments are solid, and we should be able to expect some growth there. Under strings and percussion, guitars were the main drivers to grow double-digit in the fiscal year just ended, and they're expected to have a higher growth rate than other instruments this fiscal year as well. Let's look at sales by region. The performance was in line with the plan in most regions. However, China outperformed other regions with a 17% growth rate, which was higher than the prior projections. Emerging markets grew by 9%, which was better than the prior projections too. So we're expecting a solid growth this fiscal year. Against that backdrop, the growth in China and other regions may appear to be slowing down, but this is due to the initial bar set in the original budget. In the prior year, we started our original projection from a 10% growth in China and ended up having the numbers shown here. Starting from this year, we would like to present not only numbers but also some rationale behind the higher sales to support our story by showing you some of our products with various graphics. Digital pianos have been our biggest earnings driver, and it was the first time in 20 years to introduce a new Clavinova model with a new action mechanism for the keyboards. So far, it has been very well received by the market. This motivated customers to upgrade their purchases as a new feature was only available in the high-end models. There used to be only CLP and CVP series for Clavinova in the past, but now we have a new digital piano series which enable music in the tablet such as iPad to be used with a feature to create a score on the spot and play the music instantly, which has been quite popular as well. We also have a new hybrid piano with areas of our strength, such as acoustic and digital features integrated. We received a good design award last year for our wind instrument, Vinova, which has been performing very well. Digital workstation has been contributed to higher sales, primarily in Europe in the fourth quarter just ended. The other products received the highest awards in respective categories at the International Trade Fair in Germany. As for expanding our customer base, we have been able to increase the number of customer accounts nicely and to enhance marketing activities to deliver some results. To enhance the global platform, we have been promoting various staff-level initiatives. For example, our guitar business will be accelerated primarily in the U.S. to draft strategies and marketing initiatives outside of Japan, as announced last month. So we will have a new structure in place to drive our business going forward. Finally, we have been working on AI-related development actively, even though it has not been commercialized yet. We have run a number of experiments so far and made some announcements in the United States. In fact, you can see our demonstration at Yamaha Ginza shop on the ground floor until May 22nd. So please come and take a look if you get a chance. AI interprets the music as you play and comes up with accompaniment immediately on the spot. This is a kind of feature we hope to incorporate in our future digital piano models. Audio equipment growth rate has slowed down in the fiscal year just ended, but we hope to recover to the high level of growth once again. PA sales grew in emerging countries and China, although it struggled in our main developed markets partially due to the slow start in the first half and a delay in introducing new models. As we plan to introduce new models this year, we hope to regain a double-digit growth once again. AV grew across all regions. ICT performed strongly with network equipment in Japan. As mentioned earlier, we are expecting a double-digit growth for PA again this year. We also hope to grow AV in emerging markets and China. Speaking of ICT, we try to expand products from conventional routers to peripherals, such as switches, and LAN equipment to boost our earnings, and we anticipate further growth from these products. Operating profit margin is expected to grow along with the top-line growth. Here's a breakdown of our products. PA instead of AV is expected to drive growth during this fiscal year. Here's a breakdown by region. The reason for the drop in the last fiscal year in Japan had to do with the installation work on the audio equipment. There was an extraordinary demand associated with wireless spectrum changes, which boosted installation business substantially in the fiscal year ended in March 2017. In addition to losing that demand, there was more slippage of timing in booking new installation revenues than we originally anticipated. Therefore, we should be able to expect high growth during this fiscal year due to the slippage from the previous year. There have been a lot of construction going on in various places, and any delay in construction of new buildings results in delays in our installation work, causing such slippage. In North America and Europe, we're expecting a positive impact from new product launches. Those new product launches are mainly driven by Rivarge PM7. PM10 was finally launched, and we have been upgrading the version to integrate higher features. In addition to the new version, a new product with a lower price point of around $70,000 was introduced and was well received at the trade show this year. We plan to generate revenues from this line of products. This is CS700, a new all-in-one teleconference system with a camera and a speaker all integrated. If you install it under a TV, it enables you to hold a video conference. This kind of product started to show great performance, and we expect further contribution from them in the future. Here's a European example of AV products. We laid out the display to attract more attention from the audience. We made some investments to change the store format. This kind of initiatives are gradually bearing fruit. We are aiming to enhance B2B support to expand the customer base. We increased the headcount by 20, and the number of accounts has grown by 37%, which is almost in line with our midterm plan target of 50%. In other segment, we saw a strong performance in FA business during the previous fiscal year, driven by smartphone effect in general. As for automobile interior wood components, we have had more business in Japan historically, but started to receive orders in North America to grow the business. There was a double-digit growth due to a new product launches of golf clubs. Even though the original plan implied a slight jump up in the final year, sales targets were achieved in advance, resulting in a substantial OPM improvement. In particular, high-margin FA products received strong orders, leading to favorable results. This year, we will focus on orders in areas such as onboard communication modules in electronic devices and new product development, which requires some CapEx spending. As a result, our profits are likely to remain flat in our plan. You can see how industrial machinery and components have grown nicely, which have to do with FA and automobile interior wood components. This is our next blockbuster product from this year onward, which is an emergency call system. If there was any car accident, unfortunately, the emergency call would be automated to connect with the center. Our clear voice quality was highly appreciated, as it was required for in-vehicle equipment in case of emergencies. However, we need to pass a number of tests before our products gets adopted due to the nature of in-vehicle equipment, so it may take some time. The effect may start to materialize from the fiscal year ending in March 2019. Here are the modules. Microphones and speakers are all in one package, and DSP is all-inclusive as well. Even though automakers historically used to source these components separately, DSP observes differences in audio properties across models. So this saves automakers from sparing their manpower to procure those components, which is also another point that has been well received. We missed our cost reduction targets as the market unit prices, especially for electronic devices, rose. We were initially planning to achieve the net cost reduction by 5.2 billion yen in 2 years, but it turned out to be only 3.6 billion yen. The gap between the two figures shows the shortfall in the previous year. This year, we are revisiting our plan once again. We are not expecting the market procurement cost to come down so much, but hope to leverage globalization to reduce the cost, for example, by asking partner companies to handle assembly of components. We may not be able to completely catch up with the delay, but we are planning to reduce the net cost by 2.5 billion yen. Toward future growth, we will open a new innovation center as announced previously. It will be a cutting-edge experimental facility in the nation to assemble researchers to come together in order to drive synergies, as we are determined to remain most competitive in terms of sound quality. The center will be completed and operational from May this year. There were some delays in construction of factories, but here you can see the progress so far. Production at new factories will begin early next year. This is a brief summary on ESG initiatives. These are environmental initiatives to allow sustainable procurement of wooden materials in Tanzania to enable local communities to generate earnings. This is a unique logo for Yamaha. We have been working on eco-friendly product development with a set of criteria to be achieved. It signifies our initiatives to tackle social challenges. This is so-called our school project. We were originally targeting 1,000 schools with 100,000 students under the 3-year midterm plan. The number of schools is getting close to 1,000, but the number of students has exceeded the 100,000 mark already. We have made solid progress, and music lovers as well as Yamaha fans seem to be certainly on the rise. This has been often featured in newspapers, etc. And this is so-called Sound UD or an Omotenashi guide. Since there is a limitation as to any one company can do alone, we formed a Sound UD consortium and made a part of the technologies to be open and available. We have had demonstration experiments across 60 different places. Equipment manufacturers have started to participate in launching related products. We are hopeful that the promotion of these activities will be accelerated. As for governance, we migrated to a company with 3 committees last year. We have been trying to enhance oversight and speed up execution. We feel that we have been able to deliver decent results in the past year. It was pointed out that there were not enough long-term incentives in the executive compensation, so we made reallocation of funds by leveraging the restricted stock compensation plan that was newly introduced. The compensation scheme has been changed to reflect a fixed portion as well as a performance-linked portion as short-term compensation in addition to stock-based mid- to long-term compensation. There's nothing major to talk about other financial figures. Cash balance will decline as we pay tax payable. Here is the expected balance sheet summary once we achieve the P&L we showed you earlier. Inventories had remained at a high level, and it was up by 1 billion yen. Product inventories associated with musical instruments and audio equipment were reduced substantially as we tried to control production to reduce product inventory volume in the fourth quarter. As we had strong sales performance, we wanted to start the year with a lean structure. Here are the numbers we are projecting for this year. Capital expenditure. There had been some delays in making investments, just like the CapEx on factory construction I mentioned earlier. The level of spending was supposed to be higher, but came down slightly due to slippage of timing. However, it will return to the ordinary level of 10 billion yen from fiscal year ending in March 2020. R&D expenditure seems to be a bit higher, but this is simply because we are trying to introduce more strategic products. However, there's no major change in substance. It is just an accumulation based on the number of products in our portfolio. In order to upgrade our group accounting standards as well as to enhance investor convenience globally, we had a resolution approved on the transition to IFRS at our board meeting yesterday. We will adopt IFRS from the first quarter in March 2020, which means we will migrate to IFRS from the next round of midterm plan. Finally, let me talk about shareholder returns. Our last dividend per share was 56 yen. We intend to increase our dividend payout by 4 yen to be 60 yen this fiscal year based on our performance. Dividend payout ratio target is 27.3%, even though our historical target has always been 30%, as we announced that we would pay out stable dividend continuously and would remain flexible in doing a share buyback. Last year, we did a share buyback by utilizing the capital gain from unwinding our stake in Yamaha Motors with some extra cash invested. That is all, and thank you for your attention.